Some former research chimps living on an Air Force base in New Mexico are headed for a sanctuary in Louisiana. The move reverses a controversial decision that the government made 5 years ago. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
The National Institutes of Health stopped doing invasive biomedical research on chimpanzees about a decade ago. Since then, it's transferred over 200 chimps from research facilities to a wooded sanctuary called Chimp Haven. But not all have gone. Moving to a new environment can be really stressful for chimps, so some were deemed too unhealthy or frail to make the move, like all of the chimps living at the Alamogordo Primate Facility in New Mexico.
They are older chimps. They have life-threatening systemic disease.
Tara Schwetz is with the NIH. Its latest census says there's 23 chimps at this facility. She says they're lovingly tended by the veterinary staff and animal care workers.
Many of them have actually worked with these animals for upwards of two decades or more. And so they're really passionate about providing high-quality care.
NIH officials expected the chimps to live out their lives in New Mexico. But then Schwetz visited this summer and learned that about half the facility's staff is planning to retire soon. She says finding replacements would be extremely difficult.
It's in a pretty remote location on an Air Force base in the middle of the New Mexican desert. So it's not necessarily the easiest place to recruit for. Plus, this is really specialized training that is needed to care for these animals.
So at this point, the NIH has decided the best thing for the chimps is to send them to the sanctuary in Louisiana. Officials acknowledge the move comes with risks and say they'll make every effort to ensure the chimps' health and safety. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.